If
Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, all I'm doing is using the three ironclad laws. And y'all will see, even in those, with this guy I'm talking to, why he's failed. Y'all know the three ironclad laws. I'm not talking about the law of the land, the job, and the street. I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about three ironclad laws, and y'all can see why y'all lose. You lose when you don't realize you allow women to do what they want to do, and technically, how do you... Let me see here. This is a 111. Ah, God, I hate anonymous calls. Hold on, 805. 1 second, 805. I'll bring you in 1 second. Let me get this other one. He beat you to the punch. 111, what's your name? What's your question, man?
Hey, Steve?
Yes, sir. What's up?
Hey, Steve. Hey, what's going on, man? Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller. Yeah, man, I think you've opened up the lines. Yeah, that last caller, he's probably just going to have to learn the hard way, to be honest with you, man. Obviously, he's new to the show. And I don't know if anybody can hear me on the show, but yeah, they can. But I just want to let you guys know, hey, Steve's got your back, man. He knows what he's talking about. I've been studying sexual dynamics and all this for a while now, and I've been hopping from YouTube video to YouTube video, and this guy knows what he's talking about. So I think you're really on track, Steve. But I got a question for you, Steve.
Sure.
Okay, so I've been dating this woman for about going on 3 months, so about, 3 to 4 months, and so I just entered into your show, and I noticed that, 1 second, Steve, sorry, I dropped somebody.
All right, we got other guys, okay.
Yeah, got it. So, yeah, I've been noticing that you've been talking a lot about how not to read articles online, and so where would you subscribe where I might get this information? Would you so I get it from you, obviously, but do you have any other sources where I might get some information on where I can learn all this kind of stuff?
No, because I'm trying to force you to be the source, young man. That's what I'm
right.
This is the okay, my brother. This is the problem.
Right.
You're trying to go everywhere looking for sources when all the information is with the guy in the mirror, man.
Yeah, right. You're not going to be that person.
Okay, you're not going to go other places. You want to know why? Because nobody's going to tell you the truth. Nobody's going to tell you that all the stuff that they're coming up with is just a brand, and they're not going to tell you that they're just making some stuff up. They're not going to – look, nobody's showing you a Halloween game, how to pick women up on Halloween. No one's doing what I do on a weekend. Nobody's showing you how to set up your crib with the wine above your bed and the lights in your bathroom. Nobody's showing you that.
So yeah, right.
If nobody's showing you how to cook and make the desserts like I am. So if nobody's showing
Absolutely.
You that, where are you going to go? You know what I'm saying?
Where right, right. No,
come on, man.
Right.
Nobody else doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, no, that makes sense. I agree with you. If I could piggyback off what you said, basically what you want to go do is you want to learn the information from and internalize it. You want to become that person. So you don't want to, like, think about the article that you just read, like, last week. You want to internalize that information so when you do meet that woman, you know what to say. You're not thinking about all these kinds of things. You know, you're going to do it right then and there.
It's just 2 + 2 = 4. You're just flowing.
That's right.
2 + 2 = 4.
You just know.
Right. Right.
Right.
So, but
right.
Nobody's going to tell
right.
you that because these guys don't know what they're talking about when it comes to the game. Remember,
Absolutely.
Young man, most of these guys will pick a few things. Nobody's telling you to read poetry. Who do you know is telling you to read poetry? Who do you know is telling you to do that? Nobody.
Oh, no.
Nobody.
No, not at all. No.
That's my whole point. The question is, why aren't they telling you that? That's the question. Why aren't you telling me about the wine above my bed? Why aren't you telling me about the painting? Why aren't you telling me about the bathroom stuff? That if you want to ask the question, you should be asking them, why aren't they spitting that game to you? Because if
I was
spitting this, though, dog.
I saw someone when I first joined this chat. Someone's like sucking on toes or something like that, or licking feet or something like that. And I'm like, wait, what? I'm like, come on, man. I'm like, you're not asking the right questions. And then, you know, right. It's just like, it just goes to show where people's mindsets are at, you know, where they're thinking, you know, that's not the question you're asking. Of course you suck toes. You know what I mean? Like, if she's into it, that's what you do. I mean, I think last episode, was it you who were talking about that? Maybe it's like Donovan or someone else, but yeah, I mean, you do what you got to do. You suck toes. I suck toes.
All right, yeah, but okay. Randy doesn't cause. All right, but yeah, but you good on your question and everything, my brother? Well, hold on. Think about your question. I'll bring you back because I got to grab you to the call. Wait, just hold on. I'll put you back in the queue. Give me a second. I'm going to throw you back in. Think about your question and ask, and I'll throw you back in. Let me grab this call real quick. 805, what's your question, man? What's up, brother? 302, I see you in there. 805, what's your question, man? What's up?
Hello, Steve. Thank you for opening the line.
I'm sorry?
I couldn't wake up earlier. Thank you
what's
for opening up the line. I have actually three questions. One about myself. And two about situation, if it is possible.
Sure. Go ahead. Yes, go ahead, sir. What's up?
Yeah. So for me, while I was doing the homework for the conversation one.
Yes.
And I was thinking about why I am afraid when I'm doing the approach. So I think of two reasons. So one of them is because I define myself based on other people's opinion, I think. So,
okay, yeah, true.
And that is, so I was thinking how to fix that. So I was thinking if I should stop, take external validation. So if it is good or bad, I mean.
What is external validation to you, sir?
So if someone is patting me on the back for doing something good, I shouldn't be glad.
Yeah, right. That's good. That's good. But you remember,
you think
I told
it's a good strategy to get rid of this?
No,
you have to stop thinking of what people are thinking about me.
My brother, I'm going to tell you why if you stop talking. It's not going to work for you because what you're doing is you're putting your finger in the dam to stop the flow of the water. And the pressure is going to open up other spots in you. You can't cheat this, man. Only way you're going to get this is facing your fears. I keep telling you, talking to five women a day, which you're not doing. You're not getting any type of coaching to guide you on what you're doing wrong. You're not doing any of that. So what you're doing is you're internalizing things with your ego and your self-importance, and you're giving yourself quick fix answers to big problems, and those are not going to help you because you're trying to solve everything in one fell swoop, and that's not the problem. The problem is there's a lot of layers to you because you don't know yourself, you don't know women, you don't know sex, you don't know dating. You don't know those things, okay? Does that make any sense, sir?
Yes, actually, it does. Actually, I'm trying to do five approaches a day. So I'm trying. I'm seriously trying. Except sometimes I don't find any woman in my way. So to do that, yes, sir.
Wait. So you don't see women that you can say hi to, at all.
Sometimes, not five at least. Sometimes, so I get home by the time I get from the work, and
so there's no.
I try to. So,
there.
For example, yesterday I couldn't find, so I went to the store, but I did approach anyway.
Brother, can you stop talking, please? Is there a university Is there a university where you live?
It's about 20 minutes from
my
home.
Oh, no. So then why don't you take your ass to the university, man? Guess what? The university has women. Right?
Okay. But in the evening. Even in the evening. Okay.
Dude, they in the morning, evening, and night, they're women on colleges, man. You're making this more complicated than what it is, man. There are women out your door. They're in stores. They're in malls. They're in colleges. They're at clubs. They're at bars. You just got to get the hell out your house, okay?
I understand.
Okay, what's the next question?
I
got you. 513, be patient, guys. I got you. So what's your other two questions real quick? What's up?
Okay. So I was seeing this girl, but I think she's a type 8. I'm not sure. She's more of type 8 and 13.
Okay.
And a little bit of 13. So I have seen her. I had two dates with her already. But I'm not sure if I'm wasting my time. So because we didn't have sex. Second date was at my place. Sorry?
The second date was at your place?
Yes, sir.
What happened when she came over? Walk me through it.
So when she came over, I went down. I opened up the door for the building, and then I took her to my place and helped her to take off her coat. And then I took her hand again. I spin her. I told her, "You look beautiful." And then and then we start cooking. And while cooking, we had a great time, actually, I think. We had some fun, and also I tried to improvise a poem there. And after a while, we started kissing.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, you kissed her and everything, Muhammad?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so
we cooking.
Okay, well, here's my question. When was the date? When did you go on a date? 513, I got you, dog. When was the date?
When? It was Thursday.
Thursday, okay. Have you talked to her, texted her since then?
I sent her on Sunday. Her a message on the Thursday evening. I thought I had a great time, and I asked her if she got home safely.
Okay,
On Sunday, she told me, "Thank you for the dinner. It's for the effort for making the dinner and the dessert." It was really nice. This is what she said, and then she said, "Yeah, I went home safely, and I fell asleep hard." And then on Sunday, I sent her, "How are you? How was your weekend?" And then, but she replied the day after.
Okay.
Monday, so
send me
today
a photo.
Is Tuesday here. So I'm not in the U.S., so today is the Tuesday. Yes, sir.
Muhammad, there was no send me a picture. Why haven't you set up the third date?
Why I didn't set up the third date? Yeah, this is why I'm asking, actually, because I wasn't sure if I'm wasting my time or.
Well, I'm not there to see everything that's going on, so you have to feel her out. If you feel like you're wasting your time,
okay,
cut her off. Yeah, but I need more detail, so we would have to. We got to talk more in depth on this. So just grab 15, 30 minutes if you want, and we can talk more in depth on this, but. I got to grab these other calls, but I would need to know more information. I can't just go off, you know, this fast. This is a lot of stuff I got to ask, and I got a few callers waiting in the queue and stuff. So,
was just wondering. So, if it is a pipe eight, is it normal to have more than two dates?
Is it normal to have more than two dates
before having sex? If she is a type eight, is it normal to have more than two dates?
Yeah, right. Yeah, but we got it. Remember, Muhammad. Remember, this is not just a one-word answer. We need to talk about.
I understand.
Right.
Yeah,
in order
of
for
course.
Me,
this is why.
Right.
Of course, I understand. Of course, it's just to assess the situation. It depends. Okay.
Okay.
I understand.
So yeah. Yeah. So
and,
grab some coach.
And
grab some, what's up, Mahal?
Okay, sir.
Yeah. So grab some.
I'm listening.
Grab some coaching. Get at me. Let's talk so I can understand. I need more information because I don't want to just tell you something. I'm not that guy. I just don't want to give you a one-word answer because I'm trying to understand everything that's happening. And we ain't got enough time for that, okay?
I understand, sir.
But in the meantime, send her a photo. Hey, send me a picture of you. You know, just send me a photo. Let me see you. Just do that for right now, okay? Then get back at me and we'll try to solve it. All right, my brother? All right. Thank you, Muhammad.
Okay, sir.
I thank you, brother. I appreciate you, man. Thank you. Much love to you. 312, hang. I know you're still there. 111, I got you, dog. Let me get 513 real quick. 513, do you have a question, man? What's up?
What up, Steve? Chris,
what's up? What's your question?
From the chat.
Oh, what's up?
Hey, man, what's up? It looks like I've got a gold digger on my hands, man. I've been contacting this chick on Tinder, right? And she's talking about saddling her with gifts and everything. I can show you the message that she sent me, man. It's kind of crazy, man. Here, I'm going to send it to you right now, bro.
What's your question?
Question is, how do I respond to that, bro?
All right.
I'm sending it to you right now.
Wait, no, you don't have to send it to me. CJ, what did you say she was? What did you say she was, CJ?
She's a gold digger, right?
What's CJ's law, rule, and code on gold diggers?
Throw them back in the water.
Okay, then what do you need me for?
Well, I just wanted you to see the message to see it for yourself.
But I can see the okay. I'll look at the message. The message is that you already got the answer, though, brother. The message is not going to change anything.
Right.
I'll look at it, but it's not going to change anything.
Right. I don't know if you got it or not. So.
I'm easy catch. I'm not. I'm searching for a man who can fully provide for his queen with luxury and excitement, spoiling her as she would you. Men barely take you on dates anymore or can even afford a first date or a gift or even afford to help their queen financially, spiritually, and romantically. What do you think you should do right there, CJ?
Throw her back in the water.
So then why are you asking me the question then?
Maybe you might have seen something different than I did. You know what I mean?
Brother, this is no different. As soon as she used the word provide, she's done. There's no difference. Provide, buy. Spoil, goodbye. Take care of her, afford, goodbye. It's the same thing, my brother. No different.
All right, cool. All right, thank you.
Throw her ass back in the water. Kick her. Hey, matter of fact, before you kick her out, say, hey, look. Just say, hey, just say I want some pussy. Okay, you ain't got nothing to lose.
All right. Thanks, man.
All right, CJ, throw you back in the pool, man. All right, hold on, 312. I'm going to get you last. Hold on, I got to do. All right, 111, did you have your question now? What's your question, bro?
Yeah, I did. Hey, man. So basically, I had a quick question. So I've been seeing this girl for about 3 months, and I noticed that some other people were like, hey, don't date girls who are like, you know, like sucking toes or anything weird. Like, Steve.
So what's your, I'm listening. So your friends are saying don't suck girls' toes. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So it is that simping? Because I was reading the comments up and people are like, oh, you know, hey, this guy's like simping and stuff like that. Is that simping? I was under the impression that it wasn't.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
How many times do I tell you that you are the creator of your laws, rules, and codes, right? Right?
Right.
Let me ask you the question.
Right.
What do you feel about sucking a woman's toes? Forget everybody else. What do you feel?
Okay, so if I was to lay my head down at night alone, and if I'm really to think about this, just let it out, I'd probably just be like, yeah, it's cool. You know,
okay,
if it's an androgynous zone.
All right, stop. You just said it's cool. Then if
that's
how you,
man, I just said.
But I don't care. But that's what I'm trying to show you. Hey. Stop worrying about what other people say.
Right.
If you want to do it, you do it. They ain't fucking her. You are.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm trying.
Okay. Yeah. So,
okay, but young man, this goes back to what I've been trying to say to you.
Okay.
Everything you do with a woman has to be a law, rule, a code, and a principle. Not one that you say, you got to stand by it. Then guess what? That way, you don't have to read any articles. And that way, you don't have to watch any YouTubes. And that way,
you
want to do, and you stand by it, man. Don't worry about the next man. That's what I'm trying to get y'all to be free of. Stop worrying about what other people say. What I'm trying to get you to do is think for yourself.
Right.
I appreciate your question. I'm just asking you how you feel. And I can't listen. How you feel is how you feel. So if you feel, then you're king. Okay, cool. And if you don't,
I don't know if I could cuss on your show, but she called me, you know, like, by sucking the toes, or she wants to like spit on me or call me a bitch or anything like that.
Well,
she wants to put a call on me. I mean,
well, dude.
I'm sorry.
Hey, look.
Sorry. I don't know if I can cuss on your show. Go ahead.
No.
Go ahead.
Listen, if you wanted to spit on you, put a collar on you, and do all that, that's what y'all do in the confines of your own private thing, okay?
Right.
As long as she ain't pecking you or doing anything bisexual, I ain't judging.
Go ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
So,
we have a bit of a delay.
Yeah, I'm just saying whatever you want is fine. I just don't do the pegging.
Yeah.
That was my
next question. Yeah, she does do that. I'm sorry.
No, so it's up to you, brother.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty much all I want to say. And okay, Steve, well, I'll continue to listen to the show, and I appreciate you taking my call, man.
Hey, much love to you, man. We'll throw you back in, man. 312, I'm going to open you up because I got you open, but hold on. Keep you open, 312. Let me grab this call. Got you open, 312, but hold on. I know you're listening, but let me grab 949.
No problem.
Been
with you got it. Go ahead. Get him.
What's up, brother? What's up, 949?
Yes,
949. 949, what's your question, brother?
Yes. Hello, Steve. Thank you so much for opening the line. My name is Tarat, originally from Baridal, from India.
India.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Go ahead. What's up?
Hello?
Oh, yeah, listen.
I originally moved to the United States, immigrated here approximately 10 years ago. And, you know, there's something problem, you know, in the Indian culture, there's a stereotype, you know, for the Indian man to, how do you say it, not to be cut down below, you know? The problem is, you know, when I approach these women, I get very, very nervous because, you know, I don't want to expose myself and then her have the liking of seeing, you know, like a hot dog split down the middle, you know, I could say. Leftover hot dog that turn over and over at 7-Eleven, you know. So the question is, how do you overcome when you expose to women for the first time I barely know her name sometimes. How do I expose myself without coming off and turning her off from seeing you know, the parts below?
I this is a great question, and Muhammad, this is what I want you to do, big dog. What I want you to do is I want you to go and I want you to take it to the nicest restaurant you can. I want you to spend as much money as you can on her and tell her, look, I'm not really a man. I'm soft. I'm a pussy. But let me buy my way into your beauty. And that's the best way you can do, buddy. That's the best thing for you, okay?
Okay. Because the problem I'm having is...
I already heard your fucking problem, bitch. Get the fuck off. Okay, anyway, I'm back 3-2-2. Okay. Now,
that was fucking hilarious. That was hilarious. That last call was hilarious. Go ahead, I'm listening though.
Yeah. So now, okay, we're back. But now I'm gonna talk to you and talk to the thing. If you got a question, let me see. Get to the chat room, dogs and stuff like that. All right. So, what I'm saying to y'all guys, problem with y'all guys is that y'all are too busy worried about these women, and you're not taking the time to work on yourselves. That's the biggest issue that y'all have. You are not going to win by reading a goddamn book. You are not going to win by reading an article, and you're not going to win by watching YouTube videos all day, every day. It doesn't work that way. Why? Because what you're saying is I'm not good enough, so I got to read other people's shit, and you're not even going to do it. You're not even going to do the stuff that you read, guys. And what did I keep telling you? You're putting your emotions in this thing. Now, caller, what's your name? I get you. 312.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Write this down because you knew, because you got to learn this. You got to understand this, man. This is the gospel.
All right. I'm getting ready to write it down. Give me a minute.
Three simple things you got to write down.
Thing real quick. All right. I'm all ears.
Number one, a woman is only going to do what I allow her to do.
Okay.
If my pussy is tighter than hers, she is going to treat me like a bitch.
Okay.
And number three is simply the way the women are going to learn who I am by how I feel about myself.
Mm-hmm.
And what does that mean? That means that when you are not assertive, you're not dominant, you don't speak up, what happens is it shows women that you have no self-worth, you have no confidence, and you're scared.
Mm. Wow.
So just realize these three things.
Yes, sir.
Every move you make and everything that you say is going to show the woman who you are at the end of the day. Or excuse me, really not show who you are, but how you feel about yourself.
Okay, now check this out, Steve. In the spirit of what you just said right there, right?
Yes, sir.
When I erased it, when I deleted that woman's number, I felt like, you know, I've done enough damage to where I could feel or see or think. Right.
You're talking about damage.
Damage
to who?
Damage to the situation, to dealing with this woman on some level, intimately.
Right.
I've done damage to that. That's what I've done damage to, right?
Right.
So I deleted the number, and I said, well, if I've done as much damage as I think I've done, then I won't hear from her again. But if for some reason she contacts me, which she did one time, And it seemed like she poured out. She poured, you know, with the text. She poured out. So as a result of that, I said, okay, well, let me see if I can salvage this thing. you know, let me dig within and see what I can bring out to salvage it. And of course, that didn't go too well. This is just my opinion, based upon not hearing from her. So as a result, she may not be done with the situation, but she just wants to see if I'm gonna react from her not doing what it is she said she was gonna do. Now, in your opinion, or do you think that will raise attraction, or you know, what does that do? By me not communicating with her.
You said you don't have her number anymore, right?
I don't have her number anymore. Yeah, I don't have her number anymore. But I will have her number if she texts me, if she says something, you know what I'm saying? What she's done in the past, what she's done, you know, because this has been a long game situation.
Ain't a long game. You've already lost, dog. I'm going to tell you why, okay? Just hear me. I'm going to tell you why you lost. You don't even realize you lost. When you called me early, about, what, 30 minutes to an hour ago, when you called me, right? You don't have her number, right?
No, I didn't have her number then, no.
Right. So let me ask you, who's winning? Who's won already? Who's winning the race right now? Who's winning the chess game right now? Do you think you're winning, or do you think she's winning?
Honestly, I don't think nobody's winning.
Okay, that's false. There's a winner right now. But I'm trying
Okay. Now let's say she's the winner. How is she the winner?
I'm trying to get you to see it. Okay, I'm explaining to you why she's the winner.
Okay.
She's the winner because you give more of a fuck about her than she does you, my brother. Why? Because you're calling me about a chick whose number you don't even have anymore. So that tells me that you are emotionally invested in someone that doesn't like you. Does that make any sense?
Let me say this. Now, you know what? That doesn't. I'm going to say why. Let me just say why. Let me say why real quick. Because I'm looking to improve for the next situation, right? So it doesn't mean that I'm emotionally attached, because if I was that emotionally attached, I would still have a number, because I'll still be trying to make something happen, despite me not feeling like I did too well.
My brother,
it's going to be a way for me to turn it around. So I'm looking for insight.
My brother, did you hear what you just said? You just gave me a spew that, deleted her number to see, that's what you said, to see if she's going to respond, right? Right? You said you deleted her number because you want to see if she responds, yes or no?
No. Nope.
You know, I wish I could find this shit back and say, you just told me.
No, listen. Okay, check this out, Steve.
You just told me why she deleted her number. It was not a
strategy for her to contact me. I didn't do it as a strategy.
But you mentioned.
I did mention that, though. I mentioned that, but it was not. It's not in the same context that you created.
It doesn't matter how you're framing it and all this other shit. It just is what it is. You still emotionally attached to this person.
I am not emotionally attached to her. No,
you wouldn't have.
I'm gonna tell you why I'm not.
You would have said I cut her off, and that would have been the end of it. But here's my thing: where the problem is, when you called me, you already cut her number off, right? You already cut her out of your life.
Already cut off. So I wasn't looking to get insight from you.
But why even
that
call
situation?
About the situation if it's over with?
Because it's certain mistakes. This is why I'm going to answer your question. Because there's certain mistakes that I made in what I did, right, that I went through with you as much as I could remember. And I know I was all over the place, and that is what it is. So in the next instance, in meeting a woman, I have a better format to deal with her ass, to deal with her phone. You know what I'm saying? That situation, yes, it's out of there. But I'm asking you
wait,
questions
a better,
to give her insight to help
wait,
with the next situation.
Wait, you said to deal with the next woman?
To deal with the woman in the future. I now have an enhanced insight what to do versus what not to do. Based
right, my
upon
brother,
what I told you about this woman.
Right, but my brother, let me tell you why you don't.
I wrote down, you giving me some stuff I wrote down. I wrote some stuff down, right? You did that to help me out.
I know, I understand that, my brother, but let me explain why you
okay.
don't, though. Let me explain why
okay.
you don't. Because every woman is not the same, my brother.
Okay.
So what you learned about was her and her alone. So when you meet the next woman, and okay, what you're trying to do here, let me tell you where you're gonna fuck up at. Let's say she's a jazz kind of woman, okay? Right? I gave you a jazz solution for a jazz kind of woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do when you run into a techno woman? Are you going to use jazz on a techno woman?
Nope, can't do that.
Right.
I mean, you can, but it's not going to be effective.
Right,
it's
exactly.
But the takeaway here, the takeaway is that you have to look within yourself and you have to pull from within yourself to make something work. You have to use your ability to look at the situation and use the right discernment and adapt to if that's a techno woman or artistic woman or a jazz woman. And that's the main thing that I'm taking
right,
away from this dialogue.
All right, but yeah, okay, but this is problem number two. And follow me on this.
Okay.
Yes, follow Uncle on this one. Okay. The problem is that you guys take the information that you have and you think because you come up with a solution that you're really going to incorporate that in the next woman you meet. And it doesn't work that way with y'all guys. It doesn't. It doesn't. And I'm going to show you why. I'm going to show you why, 312. And I'm going to take... I know you were lying to me, but I'm going to use what you told me as an example.
Hold on, lie. What you mean lying? Lie about what? What did I lie about?
Here we go. You know what I'm saying?
What did I lie about?
You told me you had other women. You told me you had other women, right? Right?
I do have other women. I don't have any reason to lie. In fact, let me say this. In fact, I have a woman getting ready to relocate and leave her life and her city and her town, all that, to come where I'm at.
But 312, but 312, here's the problem. If that was the case, why did you give...
It's no ifs.
But if that's the
case,
why did you give so much of a fuck what this other one did? Why did you care so much?
I'll tell you why. Let me ask you the question. I'm going to ask you the question. This is why. Because she did some things that were different than what I usually experience.
Wait,
what do I mean by that? Go ahead.
What did she do?
She waited 24 hours and a few of my texts to respond with a text. So in a way, she's conveying interest, but then it's like she's testing me. She's testing to see if I'm double texting. She's testing just to see if I have thirst and all this kind of stuff. And that's what I felt like she was doing. Felt like, okay, that's the first time that's happened where a woman is texting me every 24 hours. So that's why I asked
her.
That's why I'm calling.
Sir, you are completely wrong on this one. Completely.
You said I'm completely what?
You're completely wrong on this situation.
I know I am. That's the point. I know I'm wrong about it. That's why I'm calling to get help.
I respect that. So let me explain why you're wrong. See, when a woman reaches out to you and tells you that she likes you and she's interested in you, she likes you and she's interested in you. You, my friend, took 72 hours to get back to her. That showed her you want shit. That showed her you didn't know what you were doing. That showed what, I'm being honest with you. That showed her all that. So, here's the question that you got to ask yourself.
You said, does she think I ain't shit because I didn't text her back for 3 hours?
Please listen.
Or 3 days, whatever hour it was.
Right, days, 3 days. Now, please listen.
3 days, right, 3 days. 74 hours.
Listen to me. If a woman reaches out to you and you take 3 days to get back to her, and then you get back to her, do you really think she's gonna? Do you think she's gonna answer you right back, or is her pride gonna make you wait a longer time for her to reply back? That's all it was. It was get
her
back.
Pride.
Her pride made her talk to you in a day. But see, you think that because she took a day to get back, you thought she was something special, which tells me that you lack women, dude. You can't see that. That's right. In your,
hold on.
Wait.
Hold on. No. You saying now? You asking me if I can see? If say that one more time, because I want to answer your question with that.
I'm my brother. Look.
You saying? Go ahead. Say that one more time.
If I message a woman and she hits me back, and I take 3 days to reply back to her, and I reply to her in 3 days, I'm shocked she would take it. I would give her 2 days to reply back. Why? Because she's getting you back. She's not going to look desperate and needy. How's that going to look, her replying right back to you after you shunned her for 3 days? Of course she's going to wait a day or two to get back to you, and she's not doing it because she's interested in you. She's not doing it because she's special. She's doing it because you've been bullshitting with her for 3 days. That's why, man.
Well, I guess I just needed that confirmation. That's kind of what I was thinking along those lines anyway, because there was a situation where I asked her, check this out.
You said, this girl's different. She waited a day to get back in touch with me. I've never had someone be so different before. Come on, dude. Come on.
Check this out, though. Then here's the thing. I was in the conversation, right, with the time I was telling. I didn't share this detail, but I asked her for a picture, right. But I said to her, I said, I don't check me. You gonna get a kick out of this. I'm just letting you know right now. You gonna get a kick out of this one.
Yeah, because I said to her.
You
know I don't believe you, but you can say it. You can tell me. I don't believe you because you just feel like you. Because you know what?
I'm just a liar, right? That's something you say.
You would have already said. Go ahead. Go ahead and tell us in this story.
Here's the thing. We talked back and forth, and this has been a little while back. I would say a week ago. And again, I have other things going on, so my memory is not always at the sharpest. It's not. But I'm gonna do my best. I'm doing my best right now. So here we go. I was talking to her before we got off the phone. This is after she said she would hit me back about the weekend demonstration. I said to her, okay, you know, it's been a minute since I met you at the restaurant, and I like to remember you beyond having green eyes, so could you send me a picture? So I asked her to send me a picture, and she said, why don't you just go ahead and ask me for a picture? I said, well, I just asked you for a picture. So I guess she thought, in making that statement, I guess she thought I'm looking to downplay a certain level of thirst, you know. So I didn't just
dude,
come out and ask it. I'm actually letting her know why I want the picture.
Stop. You didn't ask.
You're gonna get a kick out of that.
Okay. Wait, I don't believe you. I just stop. You know.
I did ask her for a picture. I put this on my very soul. I ain't lying. I'm not a liar.
Stop lying. You didn't do that. Whatever, man. I believe that.
I did ask her to tell you what she did. Here's the point. No. Let me tell you what she did, though. I'm trying to tell you. Let me tell you what she did. She said, and this is speaking to your point.
I'm listening to bullshit. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm making sure you're there. That's why I had to go quiet for a minute, make sure things are there. She said, I'm going to make you wait She said, I don't know if I'm going to send it. I'm going to make you wait. And I said to myself when she was saying that, and she was saying it playfully. You know, she was saying that she wasn't serious, of course. She was saying it in a playful, jokingly manner, but she was serious, though. And I said to myself, I said, okay, that's for me doing the 24-hour thing and everything you just said just now about me not responding or not texting her in 3 days, and then, you know, she texts me in 24 hours and I give it a few hours, text back, and then she texts me another 24 hours and I start texting her 24 hours, and I just kind of elongated the entire thing. Yeah, I deserve my Steve the Dean Williams F minus in this. I am not saying that I did well in this entire situation. However, there are certain things that I learned from that I did see. So, for example, when I did ask her for a picture, that conveyed a certain level of thirst that she could capitalize on and say, you know what? And I was even surprised that she was telling me that she was going to make me wait for it. I was like, ain't that being a little too obvious? Like, if you're going to make me wait for the picture, you're going to make me wait for the picture. I'm not used to a woman saying, I'm going to make you wait for the picture, and expressing herself almost in a vindictive fashion. Now, I know you said you don't believe me, but this is what happened. I don't have any
gentlemen,
reason to get on here and lie to you.
Gentlemen, that story has been brought to you by NyQuil, the nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, stuffy head fever, so you can rest medicine from Vicks. I'm sorry for the lies, but we let him say his thing, but we don't believe that bullshit, so it's all good. You can believe it if you want, but hey, that's bullshit, man. Come on, stop that, man. Come on.
This is speaking to your point. I am not making up any
okay,
of this.
Whatever.
I asked her for a picture. She told me she was going to make me wait for it. Now, honestly, that's the first time I've gotten that. It's the first time I've gotten that.
Let me get this straight. You asked her for a picture, and she said no, right? And she said she's going to make you wait.
She said she wanted to make me wait. She said, I should make you. I'm gonna make you wait. I ain't gonna let you know. I'm gonna make you wait. I might not send it in, but you will hear from me. So she said, but you will definitely hear from me before the weekend to confirm or not for the weekend. And she got off the phone with saying, I look forward to talking to you. Now that was a surprise to me that she's look. On one hand, she's gonna make me wait. Maybe it's the green eyes, but on one hand, she's gonna make me wait for the picture, and I didn't ask for the picture in a certain way. Like, I think she's probably narcissistic, and the way I made it sound was like, hey, I just want to remember how you look. You know what I'm saying? I want to remember how you look. And then she said, well, I remember how you look. You know, I still remember. It was a few weeks ago, but I remember how you look. And I said, because a picture of me is on my card. That's why. And she said, no, I ain't even looked at your card. I remember how you look. I said, well, my memory ain't the best these days, and I don't remember how you look. But guess what? You can jog my memory by sending me a picture if you want to. Now, if you got a problem with that, hey, I understand. I'm going to just make you wait. I'm going to make you wait. And I was very non-reactive with that. I said, okay, well, my energy was like, if you're going to make me wait, hey, make me wait, because I could take it or leave it. And I strive to have that attitude with every woman. It's like, I'm going to do what I can to bloom her attraction. However, if it don't work out, the most
bloom her attraction.
Mistakes.
How do you bloom a woman's attraction?
Well, the idea, and this is just coming from my flow, right? The idea is to get her interested in coming into your world, coming into your life. And again, I've been successful. Now, I'm far from an expert. I'm not a master like you, Steve. I'm not. Hopefully I get there at some point, you know, hopefully. However, what I did with her, the approach that I've had with her, has been successful. It has had some success. Now, I've said to you before, I have a woman, she's texting me right now. She just texted me some things right now. I can read what she just texted me right now. She's coming. She'll be leaving Texas in 11 days. to come up here. And she's coming with money and all kinds of stuff. Now, she's not a 9 or a 10 out of 10. Okay, she's cute enough. She's cute enough.
What is she from 1 to 10?
I would say 5.5.
Are you fucking serious?
I would say 5.5, man. I'm being honest now. 5 is average. 5.5, she's cute.
No, wait.
She ain't fine,
she's
cute.
No. Wait. So let me get this straight. You're justifying this other woman by a low-hanging fruit, bottom-of-the-barrel chick? Are you justifying everything you justifying because you got a 5.5 and you think you're doing something?
Well, let me explain, if I may. I know where you're going with this, but let me say this. As far as I'm concerned, it's about what a woman. See, she's coming up to be of service. She's coming here to be of service. She's a chef. She cooks my
type
of food.
The bitch is ugly,
okay?
Or fat. She's either fat or ugly,
no,
or
both. No, she's not ugly or none of that. She's got a little extra pounds. But look, I can take that 5.5 and make a 7 out of it now. You got to look at the potential.
How tall is she? How tall is she?
She is 5'6".
How many pounds?
150.
You're lying.
Now, I just said she's got extra pounds. She ain't
You're
obese
lying.
And ugly and all. What you saying? She's cute. No, I'm telling you, she's cute. Here's my scale. My scale is 5 is average. Okay? Anything up from 5, you start getting cute to very good looking, fine, gorgeous. Okay?
Dude, you're the reason why you ain't gonna win with women, dog. That's the truth.
Well, you know what? If that's the truth, then hey, it is what it is. But
Listen, just keep fucking with the fucking ugly bitches and you good, dog. I don't know why I can't help you. This show is for a show for men that want 10s, 9s, 8s, and 7s. That's it.
Well, here's the thing with that. But if you are a trainer, you can take a woman and build up.
No.
If she brings something to the table, Steve, how could you not do it? She's bringing stuff to the table. She's cooking. She's cleaning. Okay? All these things.
So,
I mean, so I can take that 5.5 and make it 7.5, 8.
Whatever.
Out of that.
No. You're the problem, man.
You know what I'm saying?
You're always...
I'm a trainer. No. I get women in shape. I get all my women in shape.
You ain't
they
got
come
no
to
women,
be out
dog.
Of shape. I get them in shape.
You got
they come.
You got
If she comes, go ahead.
Just saying, man, you ain't got no game, dog.
This is your show, and I'm calling to improve my situation. That's what I'm doing. But I have to tell you what my situation. I got to be honest with you, tell you what my situation is.
The situation is weak,
bro. Okay. Well, I'm not saying I didn't say my situation was strong in any situation. I didn't say that one time.
Right, but I know. I'm just telling you, it's so goddamn weak. That I don't want to hear about no 5.5 chicks on this show, dude. No, man. We don't talk about those weak ass. We don't talk about that weak stuff, dog. That's weak, man. That's weak. We don't talk about 5.5. When I'm saying out of the box, 10, 9, 8, or 7, I mean out of the box. I ain't talking about trying to bring somebody up that's some hood rat, some big chick, or some low-hanging piece of fruit. This ain't the hole in the wall show, man. We got standards on this show, dog. We don't just mess with anybody, dog. So nah, man, we don't. That 5.5 shit, dog, shows how weak you are, my brother. I'm sorry, but that's some weak ass shit, man. That's terrible. That's terrible, bro. That's terrible. That is god awful. 5.5, dog. You on the wrong show. You need to be on the show where guys approve of that shit, dog. This ain't the show, man. We got standards on this show. We don't go below
yeah.
70.
Well, again, like I said, if a woman's coming up with money, resources, and potential, hey, man.
That's still, I don't care if she's coming with a chick that lays golden eggs. That shows how weak you just don't. Listen, dog, look, everybody can't be a man, dog, and everybody got to play a role, and that's your role. I'm not knocking it. That's what you got to do. Your game is so weak, and you so weak, and you so spineless and so soft that you got to accept the fat, ugly, fugly women just because she cooking
well,
for you.
Now you're going too far with that. I've expressed to you exactly what a 5.5 is.
Shit.
And
you
again,
ain't doing
five
shit.
Is average.
You ain't
plus
dude.
Is above
my
average.
Brother.
She's above average.
My brother.
Now, is she an 8, 9, 10? She ain't an 8, 9, 10. She ain't.
Wait, my brother, that's
but
how you feel. What's rule
I
number three?
Work with that
how you feel about
right now?
You got an ugly chick. Don't, hey, look, you can't come. Listen, please
ugly
understand.
Chick, she ain't, I didn't say it. Hold on. You keep saying she ugly. I didn't say I gave you the information.
5.5 ain't shit. Okay, listen. You cannot
be on
the
and
show
your scale and my scale are different.
Sir, so
okay,
I don't give a fuck about
then let's change
my scale,
it to a 7.
You calling the
no,
five. Whoa, whoa.
As far as your scale is concerned, let's make it to a 7.
Maybe
5.5.
Shut the fuck up. Shut your fucking ass up. I try to be nice to your motherfucking ass. But apparently, you need to be talked to like this, motherfucker. Shut your goddamn ass up. I don't give a fuck if she's a 5.5. Don't you ever come on this show talking about some 5.5. The individuals on this show go for 10s, 9s, 8s, and 7s. So if you don't like it, take your ass back to the fucking place and keep reading articles. But other than that, you shut your motherfucking ass up and listen. I didn't call you. I don't know you. I'm not the one calling because I was too chicken shit to walk up to a woman and talk to her. I had to ask her about food. And then when I gave her my information, I waited 72 hours and I ain't know what the fuck to do. And then you trying to tell me you got a 5.5 fugly fat chick coming through? The fuck out of here with that silly ass shit. You sit there and think you can go. I don't give a fuck. I don't want to hear that shit. Crazy, man. This is why y'all lose. Trying to justify to my chat room dog. Man, even my chat room dogs are like that, dog. They don't want to hear no 5.5 shit. Fuck you talking about? And no, you didn't ask for no damn picture. Stop that. Shit. And you know the crazy thing is, I got this motherfucker ready to prank call me. He been on the phone for 24 minutes waiting to prank call me. 24 minutes waiting for me to open him up so he can talk to me and ask me a stupid-ass question. You know what I'm going to do, 312? I'm going to listen to him before I listen to your ass. 949, what you got, man? What's up? Fuck what you think. I just hung up on your bitch ass. See that, 312? How easy that shit is? He waited 24 minutes for me to do that shit to his ass. Do not come on this. You're new to this. That's why I'm giving you leeway. Don't come on this show trying to tell me or justify why your game is weak. You just got to accept the fact that you don't know what the fuck you're doing. You're scraping the bottom of the barrel. And this ain't the show. Look, 312, this is what I'm going to say to you, dog. Because ain't nobody ever going to tell you this shit. This show is not for guys who scrape the bottom of the barrel. This show is not for guys that keep justifying to me why they can't look in the mirror and realize they're the reason. Nobody told you to send her a card with your picture on it. Nobody told you to send her a card with all your information on it because you're giving her too much information about yourself. And if, and I'm going to show you up on the card shit. Now, if you asked her for a picture, which you didn't do, you lying motherfucker, but I'm going to take it. When she told you that she wasn't going to do it, why wasn't you man enough to just hang up on her ass and cut her off right then? You want to know why? Because you're a thirsty, needy, weak ass who can't get any pussy is running behind her. That's why. So if you don't come on here and talk all your shit, I ain't got time for that shit, man. You want to know why? Because there are people who listen to this show that want help, that really, truly want help. And if you don't like that, I'm sorry, man. But I'm here to help people, man. I don't want to yell at people like this. That's not what I want to do. These young men want to know how to learn how to pick up women. But you can't learn how to pick up women when all you do is fight everything I try to tell you. I tell you something and you want to tell me a story. Fuck your story. Your story don't mean nothing because that's just what it is, man. Telling me you read an article. Okay, I'm fine. You read an article, but I keep telling y'all, see, he's the case in point I'm making with y'all. Go ahead and read an article all you want. Well, why don't you come over and let's play some banjos together? Do you really think? Do you guys really actually think that a woman's going to come over? And yes, of course, a 5.5 is going to come over to your house. Of course, a 4.4 is going to come over to your house because no respecting woman who is about something is not going to just go over your house because you ask her. It all makes sense now, my brother. You scraping the bottom of the barrel. You got some chick that you don't know is coming over that's going to give you money and cook for you. So what? Come on, man. And you're reading a book on mind being martially mind. What did he say? Was it martial arts of the mind, guys? Or was it? I forgot what he said, man. Come on, 312. Now the 949 guy calls in with an anonymous number now. So I'm going to open him up. But let me see. Go ahead, anonymous. What would you like to say, sir?
Yo,
too late. You should have said it faster. See that? When I ask you, you jump in and say something, man. Call back. Put a number in there. Say something. Don't be anonymous. Don't hide. At least 312 didn't hide. I got, hey, 312, I give you a little credit for that. At least you didn't hide your number. Jeez. Guys, I got any questions? Y'all call in, whatever. I'm here. Don't forget Wednesday. We got a show. We're gonna continue this tomorrow, Wednesday. Guys, there is gonna be a ride. We're gonna do a ride with the Dean show tomorrow. Let me give you all time. Tomorrow, Ride with the Dean is going to be. Looks like 1 o'clock. Let's see, 1:45, 12:30, 1:30. What? So it's 1:30 East, 1:30 East. 1:30 is going to be Ride with the Dean. Oh, Jesus Christ, man. I don't know why they keep calling with these fake-ass numbers. What's up, 817?
What's up, Dean? Can you hear me?
What's your question, man?
Dean, I heard you talk a little bit about the double tap. Can you explain that? I probably missed it from one of your earlier shows. Can you explain the double tap?
Double tap, you got to go to the manmindset.com game, okay? Write that down.
Right.
The manmindset.com/game, okay?
Okay, yes, sir.
Now what double tap is the new way that we show you how to approach women. And I'm going to show you all live on the screen. Double tapping is showing you that when you go to the manmindset.com game, that you buy this on like $34, and you tap her phone, and your information will instantly go on her phone. Okay? All right, that's what it's all about. That's what it's about.
Okay.
Tap, tap. Where you
okay.
set up your bio and everything, okay? You don't have to give her a business card. Anymore. You just get that, set up your business, set up your bio, and when you tap, all your information is going to go on her phone where she can start to learn more about you, sir.
So that would be on themanmindset.com?
/game, sir. Themanmindset.com. /game, G-A-M-E.
All
okay?
Right. I definitely appreciate it, Dean.
All right,
and,
no doubt. Respect.
And also, I've been listening to some of these other dudes call, and they really don't want to learn because they're coming here to get some information from you, but they're blocking themselves out. So I definitely appreciate it.
But you notice they arguing with me, trying to explain
day.
It. Why can't you just listen to the truth and realize you a fuck up instead of trying to make it seem soft? Like you see what that is? That's ego and self importance.
Mm.
People cannot handle right. So what they gotta do is they gotta I did this and I did that, or at least I ain't never gonna hear me talk about no 5.5, man. You fuck got me crazy. That's
right,
not even
right.
That's in high school. 60's a D. A 50 is a fucking way. I mean, my God.
They really got the whole thing backwards because this show teaches you like how to ascend to that next level, and you don't get taking your time out of your day to help him out, but he doesn't understand that. So
I appreciate you, 817. I'm trying, dog. I'm trying. I can't get them all, man.
And then trust me, what you're doing is amazing because I've already put a few of my friends on to you, and I'm not gonna just like be telling everybody because I realize that some people don't even want to learn themselves. So yeah, what you definitely doing is dope.
And it comes down to you, dog. This is not me. I don't want you to be. See, everybody else out there wants you to be them. I don't want
right.
you to be me. I'm just trying to get you to be the best you. Stop worrying about these women. And start worrying about you. Because when you worry about you, you can create your life the way you want it. And she is either going to follow or not. See how simple that shit is, young man?
Yes, sir.
But no, I've got a 5.5 coming over, cooking for me. She's got a goose to lay, golden egg, and she's going to show me how to rumble skillskin.
Check this out. That is his ceiling. He doesn't even understand what life is like, dating tens and nines and stuff. So, but, you know, not everybody can be a man, just like how you said.
100, young man. 1 motherfucking 100. I appreciate you, 817. But, yeah, go to the tap. You go to the tap, and if you want to know more, call in Wednesday, and I'll break it down more to you about how you should go about doing it. But, yeah, we don't do business cards no more. This is a revolutionary way. Nobody else is doing it. Again, 817, nobody else is doing this.
That's why I fuck with you.
Nobody else has a dating chat line with women already on there that want to talk dirty. Who do you know has their own dating chat line? That's
nah,
my point.
Nobody.
Come
nobody
on,
else
dude.
Is also teaching them
nobody.
How to do poetry and cook.
But the question is why? It's like, why don't y'all ask these guys you following? Why don't you have that? Why have you told me about the wine above my case? Why have you told me about the I mean, come on, man. Ask questions. That's all I'm saying, 817.
All
right, man.
I would definitely be calling you more to get some more advice, and I definitely appreciate all the help that you do for all of us.
100, young man, and respect to you. I'll throw you back in. See that 312? Thank
sir.
You, 817. See that 312? Humble. Humble fucking pie. No questions, no fighting. The young man is just, he just asked a question, got the information, and he humbled himself. That's all. You don't have to kiss my ring because I ain't got no ring for you motherfuckers to kiss. And I don't want you kissing my ring. But he, this 817-312 is a young man that wants to learn, like my dogs in the chat room. Yeah, chirping again. You funny, Whiskey. Whiskey always got jokes, Whiskey. God damn it, Whiskey. So should we use the cards for Halloween? Mr. Darius, D-Dog, look. Next year, in September, I'm going to add to the Halloween game, okay? Because you're going to have a choice now. You can have the tarot cards with your business card, like in Halloween, or what we'll do is, we'll place the card on top of the tap over top of a card, right? So when you go to the third card, instead of giving her your card, you just tap her phone at that point. So don't worry. And around August, September, we'll make that adjustment. We always do. We always making adjustments. Now, guys, we're only a few weeks away from the 7th. Y'all going to have a choice. Y'all can, we'll find the swinger clubs for you or the dating clubs. And that's what we're going to do. The February show, February 7th? Whenever, let me see. February 7th, guys. Gentlemen, February 7th is... That's going to be Friday. Friday, February 7th is when we're going to start this. Oh, dude, I don't know if we can start the 7th because that's going to be a hot day. Maybe we'll do it on the 6th. No, maybe we'll do it on the 5th. No, my respect to you, D-Dog. I appreciate you, man. Maybe we'll do that on the 5th because I know that shit should be jumping off. Matter of fact, give me 1 second. Let me look something up real quick. Cause maybe, let me see something here. All right, I'm just looking at something, so we got to make sure that we write, because I want to make sure I got y'all taken care of. So it looks like, guys, we might have to do it a little bit earlier, because I'm looking at some stuff right now, and it looks like, I'm seeing the 14th. Okay, we're going to be okay. Because, all right, cuff links and lace, that's going to be the 14th, 16th, 14th. And if I get it correct, yeah, so they're going to carry this over to at least that Sunday. Okay, so we're okay. I see a few Valentine things. Give me a second. Let me just check one more thing. Because I want to make sure we start at the 7th. Yep, here we go. See this? This is happening in Raleigh, North Carolina. Egad. Oh, boy. Let me see something. Jeez. Yeah, we might have to start early because there's a Valentine's Day room package. Wait, there's the 7th, the 10th, 15th. That's for the kids. February 11th. Wow. Okay. There's going to be a Valentine's Day cookie decorating class. Ooh, that's going to be good for y'all guys. Valentine's Day jazz night on the 15th. Valentine's jazz night on the 15th. Yeah. There's going to be a lot of Valentine's things. So we're going to talk about a lot of that stuff. So we'll kick it off probably on the 5th or the 7th. But when we get into February, we're going to definitely talk about that. And let me – hold on, guys, real quick. Let me see if there's anything going with the swinger clubs. Let me look at – give me a second. Let me see here. Let me see what's going on with the swinger clubs. Oh, here we go. What we have here? We're going to have something. Wow, they're going to have – Wow, they're going to have a lot of on the swinger side club guys stuff. I'm looking at it right now, and there's a lot of events going on February 12th. Well, there's 1/8 to, let me see, there's a February. Now, I'm just looking at, give me a second, guys. Look, oh, wow. I'm just looking through Texas. Texas is going to have some stuff through the 15th. Let me see, California swinger clubs. I see. Yep, they kicking some stuff off in California. They're kicking stuff off. The weekend of February 8th, they got four things. And then 11th, they got a Valentine's Day couple only. Oh, that's for couples. Let's see, the 12th, they got Cupid's Revenge. Wow, they got a Cupid Revenge. Let's see what's going on with Cupid's Revenge. Cupid's Revenge is going to be, I'm not going to give you all the information, I'm just going to read it to you. It's going to be, it will be a house party. You got space levels for the lifestyle, whether you're a curious couple, a seasoned vet. It's plenty of place, social space to get lost in. They've got a getaway raffle trip to Sea Mountain. And we are, they have a sexy playlist to spread the sexy weekend. So there's going to be some stuff. Yeah. So, guys, there's going to be some stuff going on. So we're going to kick off on the 5th. We're going to start on the 5th. That's going to be a Wednesday show. So February 5th, which is really 3 weeks away, we're going to start working on Valentine's Day weekend for you guys. Nobody else is doing this, but we are the only ones doing this and setting you up for Valentine's Day weekend. But I'm not going to talk about it. I just wanted to look at some stuff. So I just wanted to do that, guys. Just wanted to let y'all know, man. So, yeah, so we got some stuff for you guys for Valentine's Day weekend, man. It's going to be a very good time for y'all guys out there, man, to check it out and to see what's going on. It's going to be a great time for you. But anyway, let me say this real quick. We're going to talk. Y'all call in. But I want to talk a little bit more about this before we wrap up this show. We'll talk more about this on Wednesday or what have you. But a lot of you guys, y'all have to stop exposing who you are to women. The reason why I want you to be more opportunity than option is because you're forcing her to peel the layers back in you to see your greatness, okay? All right? You have to position yourself as a man to not expose yourself to the world. But that's why I keep trying to tell you, as long as you're playing the board and you're not playing the woman, you're going to be totally fine in this. It's just all your life you've been taught to play the woman. You've been taught not play the woman, like be a woman, but you've been taught to run behind the women, kiss her ass, take her out to dinner, buy her drinks, accept the crumbs that she gives you. That's not what opportunities do. I'm not going to accept crumbs for her, but I'm not going to expose the best parts of me as well. Those are things that you have got to work for, okay? But those are things I'm trying to get y'all to see. This thing is bigger than just approaching a woman. Approaching a woman has nothing to do with that, man. I'm not talking about Cincinnati. No, hey, CJ, on the 5th, CJ, I don't want to look at stuff right now. We'll look at stuff in 3 weeks. I just wanted to look right now to see. I looked at a few spots to see what was going on. And some places are kicking off on the 7th. Some are doing it Saturday the 8th, and definitely they're going to be doing it on Friday. I think Friday is the 14th of February, but also they're going to be doing something on the 15th, which is a Saturday. So we'll definitely talk about that, man. Yeah, we'll definitely discuss that in a few weeks, but I don't want to talk about that right now. What I want to talk about is just getting y'all minds together. In tune with yourself. You've got to learn more about yourself. And this is the problem that y'all are going to face. If you guys keep watching these YouTubes and you're not going out there, you're not doing anything for yourself. If you keep reading these books and you're not going out there and doing anything, you're not doing anything good for yourself. What we are trying to say for you guys is, listen, follow who you want to follow. That's not what we're about. I'm not here to tell you who not to follow. Follow who you want to follow. But at the end of the day, if you are just trying to be that person, you're gonna do everything he tells you to do. I just want you to think. That's what I'm trying to get you guys to do. Once you begin to think for yourself, you're going to start to see the world totally different. And it's not just thinking for yourself, gentlemen. It's looking at the big picture. What moves are you going to make to get what you want? How are you going to get it what you want? Why are you going to get what you want? These are the questions that we want you to begin to ask yourself. Now, guys, I'm going to go 10 minutes long because we did 4 hours and 20 minutes. I'm going to do 10 more minutes. So if y'all got any questions, I'm going to leave. Y'all can ask questions or call in. 10 minutes left. We're going to chop it up. And then tomorrow at 1:30 East, we'll do a Riding with the Dean. Chill out like that, and we'll do another show probably. But, yeah, I'll post. Remember, add me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, The Man Mindset. We got you. But like I said before, we did 4 hours, so we're at four. We got about 9 minutes left. Any guys have any questions, please ask. I will be happy to answer any questions that you have, or you can call in real quick. You got a question, go ahead. Let's eat. Let's chop it up. And I want to help y'all. I really wanted to help y'all the best way I can. But you guys have got to push your ego aside. Like I said before, as long as you complain about women, you're not going to get women. And that's the truth. Why? Because you're not working on yourself. And I keep telling y'all, go to The Man Mindset. Learn the Approach Bootcamp. It is absolutely free. It is simple. It's not complicated. It just puts you in a position to be more impactful, clear, and concise, and really transparent. That's all it does. It cuts out all the bullshit. It cuts out asking the goofy questions. It cuts out asking the boring Bob questions. And I've told you, and matter of fact, I didn't even tell a boy where he fucked up. I wasn't here, but I was going to tell you, man. What do I tell you to do, man? What do I tell you guys to do when you get the first message from the woman? When you're doing it right, you reinforce why you even walked up to her in the first place. No, hey, that's cool, Ball 50. That's cool. Just keep Ball 50, keep soaking it up. But again, Ball 50, look, you did good. I appreciate you, and I'm proud of you. I'm proud of all you guys, okay? You know, I know I'm tough on y'all sometimes, but sometimes I want to tell you I'm proud of y'all little cake-ass motherfuckers. I appreciate y'all guys, man. I do. I appreciate y'all. But what y'all have got to start doing, okay, is you've got to start creating your world to your liking. That means create through your chessboard. As long as you focus on that and not the perk, not the women, as long as you can focus on that, you're going to be fine. Because I keep telling you, every move that you make, you should already be prepared for it. If she does this to me, this is what I'm going to do back. Put it in my vault. I'm going to do this. If she does that, put it in my vault. I'm going to ask for this. If she does that, put it in my vault. You see what I'm saying, guys? But it's not just putting the information in your vault. It's you really taking that information and standing by the things that you say that you're going to do. And that, I think that's the biggest issue y'all guys have. A lot of y'all guys say you want to do things, but your behaviors are not in line with your thoughts. And I'm telling you, and I'm telling you, and I'm telling you, you are never going to win in this thing as long as you think the way you think. And nobody's ever going to tell you that. They're just going to keep filling you with information that's going to hurt you. I don't want to hurt you, man. I want you guys to win. I believe in you guys. You know what I mean? I want you to win. I believe in you guys. And if you can just follow what I'm showing you, you're going to win at this thing. This is not complicated. I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel. I just want you guys to realize you can win. But winning is going to take time. Winning is going to take more effort on your chessboard. The more effort you take, you're going to win at this. You will get rejected. You will get turned down. A lot of these things are going to happen, but you got to learn how to push forward. So, guys, we got about 5 minutes left. If y'all got a question, please ask the question. Other than that, we will be wrapping this show up, guys. This is what we do. We did 4.5. I'm good for the day. Like I told you guys, I gave y'all homework assignments. Man, that new Larry David. Dog, man, let me tell you, man, Larry David has his sidekick, you know, his roommate. Dog, if your boys don't talk to you this way, dog, I'm going to play this shit. Listen to this. If your boys don't talk to you this way, dog, this is how your boys should be talking to you. Let me play this Larry David clip. Check it out. Hold on. Hold on. Wait, let me see. Hold on. Let me show you something. Get to the part. Here you go. Here you go. Here you go. Oh, there you go. Here you go. Check it out. Hold on. Here you go.
Where the fuck you been at? What is my mother? It's okay, yeah. I am. All right, I was at a party, okay? I was at Jeff's party. That party was over a long time ago. Huh? Yeah. This right here? This is called tapping hours. This is the hours when people are tapping ass.
I'm not tapping.
All the white men should not be out this fucking late. There's no late night yacht club or late night garage sales and shit like that. You out here fucking. When I'm tapping, I always tell you, I come home and spread the fucking news.
You want to know what's happening?
Guys, I tell you, man, that Larry David go hard, man. Man, I say, y'all, you got to watch that Ray Donovan, guys. I show you all the stuff, man. But I'm telling you, Larry David is an asshole. If y'all can just listen and follow your boy Larry, you're going to be okay in this game. But I'm not saying be Larry David. I'm saying the more you act like Larry David and stop letting the world dictate your life. I mean, this Larry was, hey, look, Larry figured out that if he wore a Trump hat, what is that, Make America Great Again hat, those red hats, that people will leave him alone. So what did he do? He just wore the hat so people stay away from him because he hates to be around people. And that's what I'm talking, man. Larry is single-minded. Larry does what he wants to do. So does Ray Donovan. So does Tommy. So is Ghost. And the motherfuckers on Vikings. I keep giving y'all shows to utilize, man. So y'all think about that, man. But anyway, we got about 3 minutes to go. And we would definitely go from there. If y'all got any other questions, feel free to ask. Yeah, feel free to ask, and we would definitely chop it up, man. But real quick, got a question. What are your thoughts? Oh, golly, let me see here. Hold on. I want to ask it last moment. All right, I got a question. What are your thoughts if a man asks to see a doctor's note before having sex on a woman? Is that no? Hey, Bob, absolutely. Bob, listen to me, my brother. Listen, Bob. If you are with somebody and you want to see a doctor's note, you surely have one ready to go, sir. You can't ask someone for a note of health without you showing a note of health. And you know what? You got every right to do that. I like that. I like that, Bob. Very good question. But what I'm saying is that you, Jay, here's my note of good health. I like for you to go to the doctor before we start engaging in physical activity. I just want to make sure you're healthy. Well, how could you say that? I don't know you. Listen, it's no disrespect. I don't know you, but, hey, you are allowed to do that. No. Wait. Bob. It is never too much. Remember, at the end of the day, Bob, you're king, right? So, Bob, if your king whatever you want and you feel you are allowed to ask for, my brother. So, yeah, there's no problem with that. I agree with that. I'm fine with that. Hey, Bob, I give you an A++ for that because you know what? Some guys just screw 5.5s and bottom-of-the-barrel chicks knowing they've been had and ran through the gauntlet. So what I'm saying for you, that's a good thing. But, Bob, what I'm saying is go to the doctor and clinic, do your checkups and all that other stuff, have them send you a note, and then be, hey, before we start engaging in sexual activity, I want you to go to the doctor. And if she says no, goodbye. But when you ask to go to the doctor, you can say, here's my note. Shit, I'm clinically clean. Look at that. A clean bill of health. There is no diseases on me whatsoever. So can you go do that for me? I'd appreciate it. Because if you can't do it, we can't mess around. And if you got a problem with that, goodbye. I just care about my body. I don't want to catch anything. Not to say you have anything, but if you know you're clean and you got a clean bill of health, you won't have a problem doing that. That's also, Bob, I'm fine with that. I like that, man. I like that, man. That's really good. Good question. All right, guys, so we're about to wrap this show up, guys. Hey, so for all you guys out there, don't forget 1:30. 1:30. I'm gonna shut the show, the thing down. Don't forget, guys, 1:30 East, we're going to do Riding with the Dean. So I will set that up. But for all you other guys out there, we're going to have another show. We're going to continue this on Wednesday because we're not done. We're not done explaining some of the processes that you're going to need to build yourself up right. So we're definitely going to discuss that. But anyway, guys, we're going to go ahead and shut everything down. I appreciate you.